Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone and by everyone from Aronson to Zerke. On this evening's show, we'll celebrate the birthdays of Phil Spitalny, Harry M. Woods, and Gus Kahn, and listen to some songs about money. But first, listener Rich in Illinois sent an email a couple of weeks ago to let me know that his son Stephen is getting married soon. Stephen and his fiancée Angie are both music majors, and so tables at the bridal shower will be decorated with old sheet music, and Rich was asking about recordings of some of the more obscure songs they had come across, such as When It's Sweet Patootie Time, and If All the Girls Were Good Little Girls, Wouldn't It Be Too Bad? Unfortunately, I didn't have recordings of any of the songs on Rich's list, but I have put together some other songs in the same vein, so with best wishes to Stephen and Angie, here are the Six Black Diamonds.
She touched the wall, got everything that'll make folks talk. She's my patootie. She's got a big limousine and a wealthy pa. He's got a coffin, she has no ma. She's my patootie. Sugar is sweet, but I know that she is much sweeter. And how, when a pa says yes sirree, boy, I will be ready right now. I went in debt for a wedding ring, people on death and everything, for she's my sweet patootie.
Easily told. any little girl, that's a nice little girl, is the right little girl for me. She don't have to look like a girl in a book, if a good cook she should be. She don't have to wear rats in her hair, or a straight front XYZ. Any little girl, that's a nice little girl, is the right little girl for me.
Any little girl, that's a nice little girl, is the right little girl for me. She don't have to look like a girl in a book, if a good cook she should be. She don't have to wear rats in her hair, or a straight front XYZ. Any little girl, that's a nice little girl, is the right little girl for me.
Miss Newlywed to hubby said in a Pullman parlor car, I'm going out to look about, just sit right where you are. She did not come, he said at once, please, porter, find my bride. She left you flat, who shall I get? Then Newlywed replied.
Any little girl, that's a nice little girl, is the right little girl for me. She don't have to look like a girl in a book, if a good cook she should be. She don't have to wear rats in her hair, or a straight front XYZ. Any little girl, that's a nice little girl, is the right little girl for me.
Sweetheart.
The Triangle Harmony Boys, credited on the label of that Silvertone 78 as the Alabama Harmony Boys and Sweet Patootie, recorded by Jeanette in Birmingham, Alabama, around August 22, 1927. The Triangle Harmony Boys was a seven-piece black jazz band that played in and around Birmingham and made three issued sides, which were recorded in an impromptu studio on the third floor of the Star Piano Company at 1820 3rd Avenue South. Two other recordings made in July were rejected. Before Sweet Patootie, it was the California Ramblers, credited on the label of that Clarion 78 as Wally Edwards and his orchestra, and How a Little Girl Like You Could Love Me, written by Ed Kirkaby and Lou Cobey, C-O-B-E-Y, pianist in the band. The vocalist on that September 4, 1930 recording was Elmer Feldkamp, credited as Wally Edwards. Before that, it was Billy Murray and the American Quartet in 1910, and Any Little Girl That's a Nice Little Girl Is the Right Little Girl for Me, written by Thomas J. Gray and Fred Fisher. We began with Jack Kaufman and Adrian Schubert's orchestra, credited on the label of that Banner 78 as the Six Black Diamonds, and She's My Sweet Patootie, recorded January 22, 1929. I'm Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, bringing you vintage music to which you can't not tap your toes from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. Last week, November 7th, marked the birth in 1890 in Odessa, Russia, of bandleader Phil Spitalny. He was a child prodigy and studied clarinet and violin at the Odessa Conservatory. He emigrated to the U.S. in 1917, where he played in orchestras in Cleveland, Ohio, as well as with his two brothers in an ensemble at the Hotel Statler. He's best known for his sweet band of the 30s and his all-girl orchestra, but in the 20s he had a fairly hot conventional band which was recorded by Victor on a field trip to Cleveland in 1924. Although he didn't speak on the air because of his heavy accent, Spitalny's radio show, The Hour of Charm, featuring Evelyn and her magic violin, debuted in early 1935 and ran through the 1940s. He remained active in music as a bandleader through the 1950s and died on October 11, 1970. Here are three from Phil Spitalny. Thank you.
you went away, what's the use? I try to clown just to hide every frown, but my heart seems to say, what's the use? I build each dream that I dream just for you. How can they ever come true? I need you more now than ever before, but you closed heaven's door. What's the use?
From Phil Spitalny's first electrical recording session for Victor on June 29, 1926, that was Rippin' It Off, written by Lee Stubby Gordon, who led his own band in Cleveland called the Rhythm Masters, and who also wrote Tell Me Dreamy Eyes and Worryin' Blues. Rippin' It Off was preceded by Bill Cody with Phil Spitalny's music from Hit of the Week 1094-C, released to newsstands in August of 1930, and What's the Use? What's the Use was written by Isham Jones and Charles Newman. We began our tribute to Phil Spitalny with a hot little number from an Edison Lateral, waxed June 27th, 1929. I Want a Meander in the Meadow, written by Charlie Tobias and Harry M. Woods. Last week, November 6, marked the birth in Koblenz, Germany, of lyricist Gus Kahn. His family emigrated to the U.S. in 1891 and settled in Chicago. After graduating from high school, he tried his hand at composing without much success, but while working as a clerk in a mail-order business, he began writing for vaudeville performers and had his first published song in 1916 with My Dreamy China Lady, which launched one of the most successful and prolific careers in Tin Pan Alley. Over the next 15 years, Kahn wrote for Broadway scores including Kitty's Kisses, Whoopi, Showgirl, Sinbad, Passing Show of 1922, and Greenwich Village Follies of 1923. At the same time, he wrote songs for films, primarily MGM, contributing to Flying Down to Rio, Kid Millions, and the Marx Brothers' A Day at the Races. His primary collaborator was Walter Donaldson, but Kahn also worked with composers Grace LaBoy, who was his wife, Richard Whiting, Buddy De Silva, Ted Fiorito, Isham Jones, Vincent Humans, the Gershwins, Harry Ext, Harry M. Woods, Edward Eliscue, Arthur Johnston, and Harry Warren. Gus Kahn died in Beverly Hills, California on October 8, 1941, and he was portrayed by Danny Thomas in the 1951 movie based on his music and life, I'll See You in My Dreams. The Gus Kahn catalog is one of the greatest collections of enduring standards and includes It Had to Be You, I Wish I Had a Girl, Carolina in the Morning, Toot Toot Tootsie Goodbye, The One I Love Belongs to Somebody Else, I'm Bringing a Red Red Rose, Makin' Whoopee, Dream a Little Dream of Me, Thanks a Million, My Ohio Home, Who's That Knockin' at My Door, Yes Sir, That's My Baby, and these.
Thank you.
an ordinary fellow, so most everyone but Flo is Flo. She's convinced that Charlie is a very extraordinary Flo Dumbo. And every evening in the dim light, she has a way of putting him right. Charlie, my boy, oh, Charlie, my boy, you fill me, you kill me with shivers of joy. You've got the kind of sort of bit of a way that makes me, take me, tell me, what shall I say? And when we dance, I read in your glance whole pages and ages of love and romance. They tell me Romeo was some lover too, but boy, he should have taken lessons from you. You seem to start where others get through. Oh, Charlie, my boy. Charlie's dad and mother and his sister and his brother call him pet, some pet. While his girl's relations say if he would stay away, we'd have some rest, some rest. Her father's cleaning up his rifle, but she says, dearie, that's a trifle. Charlie, my boy, oh, Charlie, my boy, you thrill me, you kill me with shivers of joy. You've got that kind of sort of bit of a way that makes me, take me, tell me, what shall I say? And when we dance, I read in your glance sweet notions and notions of love and romance. My mother told me that I shouldn't be kissed, but then your coaxing ways are hard to resist. My lips refuse, but your eyes insist. Oh, Charlie, my boy. I read in your glance whole pages and ages of love and romance. They tell me Romeo was some lover too, but boy, he should have taken lessons from you. You seem to start where others get through. Oh, Charlie, my boy.
The Denver Nightingale, Billy Murray with the International Novelty Orchestra in 1924, and Charlie My Boy, written by Gus Kahn and Ted Fiorito. Charlie My Boy was preceded by Ray Miller's orchestra, directed by Isham Jones, and I'll See You in My Dreams, from December 4, 1924. Isham Jones wrote the music, and Frank Bessinger sang the Gus Kahn lyrics. We began our tribute to Gus Kahn with Jack Hilton and his orchestra, with Jack and the band providing the vocal on That Certain Party, recorded on December 11th, 1925. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. We're here each and every Sunday evening at 6 on KISL FM 88.7 Avalon, in New Zealand on the Wellsford Country Radio Network 105.8 FM, and available on demand anytime at all online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com. Last week, November 4th, marked the birth in 1896 in Massachusetts of composer, lyricist, and pianist Terry McGregor Woods. His first songwriting success came in 1923 with I'm Going South, written with Abner Silver, which was a hit in 1924 for Al Jolson. The same year, Paddlin' Madeline Home was published with words and music by Woods, and it became a hit for Cliff Edwards in 1925. By 1926, Woods had become an established songwriter on Tin Pan Alley, and he became legendary with hits such as When the Red Red Robin Comes Bob Bob Bobbin' Along and I'm Lookin' Over a Four-Leaf Clover. In 1929, Woods began writing for Hollywood musicals and came up with hits including Try a Little Tenderness and Lovable. In 1934, he moved to London, where he lived for 3 years and worked for the British film studio Gaumont British Films, contributing to the films It's Love Again and Evergreen. Woods wrote words and music for most of his songs, but he also collaborated with Mort Dixon, Howard Johnson, Arthur Freed, Rube Bloom, and Gus Kahn. Around 1945, he retired to Glendale, Arizona, where he passed away on January 14, 1970. Here are three from Harry M. Woods.
the time. I made my plans 4 years way ahead, but you made yours 4 seconds instead. I thought that you loved me all of the time, but you love someone else all of the time. And now I'm broken hearted, just left alone to pine for you, just you all of the time.
happy they are since I found you. Little butterflies are out and traveling in twos. They're out and spreading the news that I found you. All the birds, all the bees are humming that happy days are coming. Can't you see me smile? I'm looking up at the sun. My life has really begun since I found you.
Sam Lannon and his dance orchestra with Irving Kaufman providing the vocal on Since I Found You, written by Sidney Clare and Harry M. Woods. That recording was made on December 20th, 1926, and was preceded by America's sweetheart of song, Ruth Etting, with Linger a Little Longer in the Twilight from March 1st, 1933. We began our tribute to Harry Woods with Edwin J. McAnally's orchestra and All of the Time. The vocal refrain on that October 8th, 1928 Victor recording was by Jim Miller and Charlie Farrell. The hot topic these days is the global economic situation. I hope it hasn't directly or severely affected you, but for the last segment of this show, we've got some rapidly rotating records having to do with money. Here's Fletcher Henderson and his orchestra.
Thank you. and y'all a joker live around this town, and just as lazy as a lady can be. Why's the laundry shaker says he hangs around? I love my heart, says he. Early one morning, smoker right away, the room, the word was said. Said, boy, I go back to bed, man, I give up my head. I don't care if another wake up. Man, I don't care if another wake up till these boys get through with me. I'm coming back here with my big smoke. I'm gonna make them climb a tree. It's nothing like a living like a money king. Straight from a silver cup. Cheap boys can pass, man, you're out of my class. I don't care if another wake up. Money boy was that high, I blew my soul to a dirty sky. I bought a cheaper with the diamond dust. Man, I don't care if the bank debates for my money. Don't never run out, rich fool, you making me doubt. Now every good evening, we long toast I shout. Said I'm a living a good all the time. I don't drink this, no cheap wine, want it always flush. Good money, well, never run out. A good all the time. I don't drink beer and no cheap wine. Money always plays. Good money, well, it never run out.
Haven't got me no cash money. Babe, been a mighty few calls. Haven't got me no cash money. I haven't seen so many lonesome days since I've been.
make time and you make love dandy. You make swell molasses candy. But honey, are you making any money? That's all I want to know. You make fun and you could make trouble. Make mistakes and that goes double. But honey, are you making any money? That's all I want to know. You make dates and you make trains. I can get that through my head. It's a cinch in a pinch. You could make breakfast, even make the bed. Oh, you make good when you make a promise. No, I'm not a doubting Thomas. But honey, are you making any money? That's all I want to know. Romance, each Romeo should know. They don't want to hear about the moonlight or the flowers or the spring. Here's the little question they will ask you when you flash that famous ring. Oh, you make time and you make love dandy. You make swell molasses candy. But honey, are you making any money? That's all I want to know. And you make fun and you could make trouble. Make mistakes and that goes double. But honey, are you making any money? That's all I want to know. You make dates and you make trains. I can get that through my head. It's a cinch in a pinch. You could make breakfast, even make the bed. Now you make good when you make a promise. No, I'm not a doubting Thomas. But honey, are you making any money? That's all I want to know.
We started off this final segment of the show with Fletcher Henderson and his orchestra recording for Columbia on May 19, 1925, in Money Blues. Next, it was Gus Cannon as Banjo Joe with Blind Blake on guitar and My Money Never Runs Out. Gus Cannon performed blackface comedy and played banjo in medicine shows for 15 years and was on tour with Doc Benson's medicine show when he auditioned for Paramount in Chicago and secured a recording session in November of 1927. My Money Never Runs Out was written by Irving Jones in 1900. Jones was a comedian and prolific songwriter, and his other compositions include Under the Chicken Tree, The Ragtime Millionaire, and You Must Think I'm Santa Claus. Then it was Kaiser Clifton and Cash Money Blues, featuring Hambone Lewis on jug and Edward Hatchett on piano. We finished up with Chick Bullock and his Levee Loungers, a studio band with Sterling Bowes on trumpet, Larry Binion on tenor sax, and Stan King on drums, and Are You Making Any Money? And that recording on the Perfect label was made on September 16, 1933. I'm Glenn Robison, and you've been listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll tune in again next week, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention.